ओम शांति। इंग्लिश थियोलॉजियन क्लरिक एंड द फाउंडर ऑफ मेथोडिज्म जॉन वेस्ली। दिस वन इंसिडेंट एसोसिएटेड विथ हिम। दिस वॉज वे बैक इन 18th सेंचुरी। अ पर्सन कम्स टू जॉन वेस्ली एंड टेल्स हिम, वॉट शुड आई डू विथ लाइफ? I am so much worried, I am so much troubled. Everywhere I see there is tension, stress. Life is fraught with difficulties, problems. What I should do? So John Weasley tells him, look at that cow. There was a cow and there was a wall. So he says, look at the cow, what the cow is doing. So that person says, the cow is standing in front of a wall. So John Weasley asks that person, is the cow able to see what is beyond the wall? The man says, no. It's a wall made up of bricks. So what the cow is doing? And John Weasley himself says, the cow is unable to see what is beyond the wall. That's why it is overlooking the wall. What the cow is doing? It is trying to see what is beyond the wall. In the similar manner, this is the wall of worry or stress or tension. And you can't see what is beyond, so what you have to do is overlook it, avoid it, let go of this and see what is beyond it. And this is the art of seeing beyond, of overlooking, of shunning, of avoiding, of eschewing the wall of worry. Do we sit here and keep on thinking about what is the worry, what is the stress, what is the tension, what is the problem, what is it that is rattling the life? Or we have the guts to see beyond, or to avoid, or to overlook, and to see something which is beyond? Because if you don't see anything, you assume that there is a darkness. But if you overlook it, probably there is light over here. It is the fear of the unknown that worries the man the most. The fear of the unknown is the worst of all the fears in the world. It's more than the fear of the death or disease even. Because something is going to happen and I'm not aware of it. It is the unknown. It is the unbeknown which terrifies the man out of all proportions. And yesterday, Baba said, you all are what? Worry-free emperor. Sorrow-free emperor. Care-free emperor. Not the careless ones. But care free emperor. So yesterday's Murli was the recorded Murli of 15th December 2011. But surprisingly, there is yet another date which has got the same Murli. That is 30th November 2015. Probably this Murli got repeated on this day. So this is the second time revision of the original 2011 Murli. Because these two are exactly similar. And it is not possible that God will speak every word in both day, on both state in an exactly similar manner. So, we'll try to revise this Murli. Yeah? 30, 11, 2015. So what did Baba say? First you tell and then we will discuss something. Yes, Kamlesh bhai. Yesterday's Murli. Carefree Emperor. What else? Anything else? Intense efforts. Because time is less. Time. Suddenly something is going to happen because time is less. Time is. This time of the confluence age is very, very, very important. And that's why you should have intense effort. What else?
This life is so lovely.
This life is very lovely. He said that you have to become complete and you have to become perfect. Okay, so Baba has told a simple procedure to convert Mera into Tera, mine into yours. He talked about double crown. Then he talked about shining light. The throne, yeah. So crown and throne and the light. What else? Importance of this confluence age. Only at this, in this age, you will have the gathering of such carefree emperors. Okay. What else? Full stop. In second and point. Second and point. Mine and to yours. What else? What did he say to double foreigners? Love of plane and love of train. Train of love and train of plane of love of train of love and plane of train. Subject of love. What else? Service. Fast effort makers. What is the definition of fast effort makers whilst talking with double foreigners? Baba defined intense effort whilst talking with double foreigners. Okay, let's try to revise. So this Murli is divided into, we'll try to divide this Murli into 12 points. And there are two things everywhere. First, this gathering has got two things. First, this gathering is the gathering of carefree emperors. And second, this gathering takes place only at the confluence age and no other age. So this is a very special gathering, Baba said. This is a gathering where you get up in the morning at Amrit Vela and you assume and you feel as if you are carefree and you feel as if you are emperor. You're the king of kings. So that's the first thing. Baba is looking at the gathering. This is not the ordinary gathering. In the world, there is a gathering of worried people. Disturbed people, peaceless people. And this is the gathering of carefree. They don't have any care, they don't have any worry, they don't have any stress, tension, worries, nothing. They are sitting here as if they are an emperor. So this gathering has got two things. First, the gathering is of carefree emperor, this sabha, this gathering. This commune, this organization, this or this conglomeration of people. Second, two more things. Those who are worry-free, they will have light here, shining light. And those who are worried, they will have burden, bojh. So what you want? Light or burden? Baba asked, there are some who have got burden, and wherever there is burden, the light becomes invisible. And those who are carefree emperor, they have the shining star in the middle of the forehead. So one has to check oneself, what is there? The line is there or line is eliminated throughout the day and it is replaced by bojh, burden, some weight. Third, two signs of carefree emperor. One is crown, another is throne. Which is the crown? Which is the crown? Which Taj?
Light.
Double light, okay, but what? Light is there. Which is the other crown? Free from vices. You have not just free, you have conquered vices. Victory over vices. And throne? There are three types of throne. First, the throne of the middle of the forehead. The second, God's heart throne. And third, self-sovereignty is the first. Second is Baba's heart throne. And third, the throne which we are going to get in future. The throne of the future world. Now, who will sit in Bab Dada's heart throne? There are two more answers to this. Those who have made Baba sit in their heart throne, they will alone sit in Bab Dada's heart throne. That is the first answer. Second answer, those who are master almighty authority and sitting in a very elevated stage. Baba said, where you are sitting? Are you sitting there or are you coming down and getting into the mud and body consciousness is mud? Check yourself. Do you, because for a long time you had been into body consciousness, so this body pulls you, but now it is a time to sit on Bab Dada's heart throne. So if you want to sit in Bab Dada's heart throne, you should have Baba in your heart throne. And second, you should be situated in that elevated stage of master almighty authority. So that is the third. Now, what is the way to become Befikr Badshah? We will call it BB in short. There are two ways, Baba said again. First, whatever fikr, whatever worry, whatever stress, whatever tension, whatever anxiety, whatever fear you have, give it to Baba and take in return intoxication. Give and take intoxication. This is the first method of becoming carefree. And the second method, as you already said, convert mine into thine. Te me. Convert mine into thine. Everything is yours, not mine. So when you do this small transformation, you become carefree emperor. So these are the four basic points. Each point consists of two things. First, this is the gathering of carefree emperor. Second, this gathering takes place only at the confluence age. First. Second, two types of children. There are those who are worried and those who are unworried. Those who are worried, they will have burden here. And those who are not worried, those who are carefree, they will have light here. The shining light here. Second, third point, two signs of carefree emperor. One is crown, the crown of victory over vices. And second, the throne, three type of thrones. Out of that, the most important throne is the Bab Dada's heart throne. And who can sit? Again, two people. Those who have made him sit in their heart thrones and those who are master almighty authority, situated in a very elevated stage. They alone can sit. Fifth, two types of attention. What are they?
Time
and thought. One is time and second is thought. And Baba focused on this thought. This time is very, very, very important. Do you have waste thoughts? If you have waste thoughts, did you not show the courage of giving the waste thoughts to the Father? With sankalp. With sankalp, give away the sankalp. With sankalp, give up. With a determined thought, give away. Give up the waste thoughts to the Father. Determined thought, give up the waste thoughts to the Father. Have you given up? Unless and until you give up, unless and until you give the thoughts, waste thoughts to the Father, the worldly souls will not experience peace and happiness. If you want that worldly soul should experience peace and happiness, so you have to get rid of all the waste. So this is a very important thing to ponder, to churn, to contemplate throughout the day what I am doing. Am I occupied with some waste thoughts? Or my mind is filled with elevated thoughts? If you have waste thoughts, you cannot do any welfare of the world. Because the worldly souls, Baba says, Baba feels pity for the worldly souls. Do not you feel pity? Taras. He feels pity for the worldly souls because they are so unhappy. They are invoking you. As Baba said in the crown, in the path of devotion, they remember you as double crown. Here also, they are unhappy. They are peaceless. They invoke you. Then, intense effort. Intense TP. Tevra Purushat. What is it? Just two words. Point and second. In 1 second, put a point. Two words. So this is the intense effort. This is the Tevra Purushat. This is what you have to do now. In one of the Avyakta Murlis, Baba had said, each and every one of your senses has formed a web where you are caught. And it is a spiritual drowsiness, spiritual unconsciousness, Ruhani Behoshi. And what happens in that? Just as a spider weaves a web. A spider is so small and it weaves such a big web. In the similar manner, eyes are very small but very big web. Ears are very small but very big web. Now how do you get rid of this? And Baba said, what the spider does, it eats its own web. In the similar manner, put a full stop, that's it. And you eat up all the waste. Rather than going into details of what has happened, why this has happened, why this that has not happened, just put a full stop. So stop and point, stop and point. This is the only intense effort which you have to do right now. Rather than going into the expansion and knowing the causes of expansion, why this has happened, why that has happened, forget all this rigmarole nonsense. Focused just on one thing. Point. So sixth is this. Then seventh, again two things. Preparation and seva. Baba said, are you ready? If the destruction takes place now, are you ready to go now? Tayari. Are you ready? And then he himself is saying, how can you go? You have a lot of seva is to be done. And do you think that you have finished your seva in your own lane? Do you think that everybody has got Baba's message? So, and Baba is not happy just that somebody comes and says, oh, it's good, it's good, it's good. He should become an heir. Rather than just saying it's good, it is good, it is good. He should inherit the property. So these are again two things. Preparation and service. And then eighth, again two things. Bab Dada's hopes, desires. Two, that you should become sampan and you should become sampurna, complete and perfect. You should become complete. This is Bab Dada's desires. You are the stars of Bab Dada's desires. So again, two things. Unless and until you do this, Baba will not be happy. Baba wants to see each one of you as perfect. In Bible, there is one statement. Be ye perfect, even as your Father that art in heaven is perfect. Jesus says, be ye perfect. How to become perfect? How much perfection? Be ye perfect as your Father that art in heaven is perfect. Just as He is perfect, you become perfect. So Baba says, perfect and similar to the Father. Sampanna saman. Be like this. So again, two words. Now here the Murli finishes. Now come to the Indore group. Here he says two things again. With seva you get two things, bal and phal. Power and fruit. To come in Madhuban and to serve Madhuban, to serve such a huge family, is it not a great fortune? It's a great fortune that you come here and you such a big, huge family and you make yourself happy and you make others happy. So the ninth point is phal and bal. The tenth is again of the Indore group. Everybody's eyes are upon you. And who is that everybody? Bab Dada and the family. Again, two things. So always feel that the Baba is looking at me and the whole Brahmin family is looking at me. These are the two people, two groups who are always looking at me. So I am an ideal. Every whole family is looking at me and Bab Dada from above is looking at me. So again, two things. Then 11th, double foreigners. Two things. Baba said double foreigners have got two very special samskars. What are they? First, whatever they do it with lot of zeal, enthusiasm, verve, energy, vivacity. That is the first. And second, they all are marching ahead in intense effort. And what is the definition of intense effort? Whatever Bab Dada's desires are, to bring them and fulfill them practically is the intense effort. That is the definition of, this is a new definition. Whatever Bab Dada's desires are, to fulfill them in the practical manner, in the pragmatic way, is the intense effort. So that is 11th. And the last point, first timers. Again, 2 points here. Now you tell what are the. Yeah. So first point is, last, so fast, they got the chance of coming first from, even though they have come last. And the second is, determination is the key to success. So don't think this is a very light thing. Don't make this determination light. Always have very strong determination. And with this determination, keep on marching, keep on going ahead and ahead and ahead and ahead. So that was the double first timers. So this is in short about today's, yesterday's Avyakta Murli. Total 12 points, each point into 2 more points. So what is the homework? Let's focus on that now. What are we going to do first? Yeah? Yeah. So, what are the triggers of worry? One should try to find out. What are the triggers of worry? Fillips of worry. What are the trigger points that makes me worried? For example, how one should learn the art of living as carefree life as possible rather than leading a life which is full only of worries. Life is light, take it lightly rather than worrying about things and each and everything. It's useless. For example, in a school, the teacher asks, tell me one animal whose name starts with E. So he says elephant. The teacher asks, now tell me the name of the animal whose name starts with T. He says, two elephants. He says, go out of the class. So the student goes out of the class and kneel down in outside. Then the teacher asks inside the class, tell me the animal that starts with M. So that boy who is outside, he peeps through the window and says, maybe an elephant. M means maybe an elephant. Very carefree life. So, one must learn the art of getting, because nobody can free us from our worry. Because it's an imaginary thing which we have created. We are the victim of our own worries. We are the victim of our own confused thinking. So get rid of this self-victimization. So, worry. That is the first thing. Second, putting a full stop in a second. One must learn this new art. Put a full stop, no matter what has happened, now put a full stop. That is the second. Third, how that Bab Dada remains in my heart throne. How much pure the heart should be. Then only Baba will enter this heart, otherwise he will not. He doesn't like impure hearts. He loves those places which are very pure because he himself is the ocean of purity. How can he come to a heart which is impure? So, purifying the heart. So that Baba comes and sits there. Next, Soman. Practicing the Soman. Practicing the self-respect. I am the Master, Almighty, Authority. And then making the efforts intense, as Baba said. Making the efforts as intense as possible, no matter if we have come late, but now it's the time to make the effort intense. And as he said to double foreigners, whatever you do, do it with zeal, with enthusiasm, with full force. And Baba also said, just one step from you, one step of courage from your side and 1,000 steps of help from Bab Dada's side. So that's that statistics, spiritual stats. So read it, reread it, throughout the day churn it, throughout the day contemplate on it, throughout the day make some practical plan of this, and before you go back to our home, this Murli, make it something from which you will do the homework for next 15 days, so that this Murli turns into our practical, becomes practical. So reread it multiple times. Okay. Om Shanti.